this year is sponsored by the Volta family, Lina Nishmat Tzvah Rochel, Pastor Simcha, her Yartzei Vashishan for him, and we've never shared since then, so it should be a meal for the Neshama. So we're really starting the Mitzvahs of HaShavas Aveda. We've spoken about if it doesn't meet any of those 10 criteria, and there are 5 cases where you're allowed to keep it, 5 cases where you don't have to return it. When you find something in a Jewish neighborhood that has a simen, and the person was not miyayish yet, and it hasn't been there a long time, it wasn't struck there by the sea, and what else?
It's got a value.
It has a value, it's worth something,
right? It's not below your dignity.
It's not beneath your dignity to take it, and it's not also to take it, it's not also to give it to the person. Right, so it meets all these things. So you have a mitzvah, HaShavas Aveda. We said that if you fail to do the mitzvah, they can't take your din Torah if it ends up getting lost. You're not chayav, at least bidei adam, anything bidei shemaim, it might be a grama, we said. It might be the right thing to pay the person if you fail to return something that you're supposed to. So now you picked it up. You did what was right. What do you do with it now? So the next mini series of Shurim will be talking what to do with the Neveda that you picked up. You picked it up now, so what do you do with it? So, it's not really a question or answer. The answer is that there's a mitzvah of Hachraza. There's a mitzvah to announce an Neveda, and I think without further ado, we can see what that mitzvah entails. Right? What do you do nowadays? How is there an effective way of announcing a Neveda that the owner should realize that his object has been found? Right? That's the topic tonight. Now the Farshim are medayik that this mitzvah of announcing an Aveda is a mitzvah d'araisa. It's part of the mitzvah of Hashem. It's not just a takon, it's chachon. It's a mitzvah d'araisa that when you find an Aveda, you have to announce it. It's a minat Torah. It's part of the Torah mitzvah of returning Aveda is to announce that you have found it.
If you could get it to the person another way, you would still have the mitzvah of Hachraza.
Well, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. As if you know who it belongs to. In fact, that's the way the halacha goes. The way the halacha says, if you know who it is, you have the mitzvah to return it to him. If you don't, you have to announce it. That's the way someone's going. Right, Hamotzi Aveda. If you find an Aveda, and then in parentheses the Ramah adds the Einum Machris Ba'aleho, you don't know who owns it. Machris Aleho, you have to announce it. Right, that's the mitzvah. If you know who it is, that's a good point. What's the mitzvah? The right to return an Aveda. If you pick up something that belongs to someone and you see his name in it, so the mitzvah Shavas Aveda is to go return it to that person. It's a shaila whether you have to actually walk there or can you call him up and have him pick it up from you. But certainly, that's the mitzvah of informing the owner that you have his object and see that it's returned to the owner. We're talking now, in most cases, where you don't know who lost it. It's not such a simple matter. So what do you do then? So then, there's a mitzvah to announce it. How do we know it's the raisa? It's from this first Mishnah Chav Zayin that we have on the handout. The pasuk says, if you find any aveda, including a simla. So the Mishnah asks, "Ap hasimla hayisav echal kol eila." Simla was included among any aveda. The pasuk says, if you find anything of your friend's lost, so you should return it. Hashit tashivim. So why is it simla singled out as a special mitzvah, as a special example? Lama yotzes. Why is it singled out as a special example? Lahakishel. So you should compare other types of avedas, other types of lost objects, to that similar to that garment. Lama enough to tell you. Masimla miyuchedis. Just like a garment is something that is special. Sheyesh basimanim. It has identifying marks on it. V'yesh l'tovim. And therefore it has people that will claim it. Af kol davar sheyesh basimanim. So also anything that has a identifying marks. V'yesh l'tovim. And their claimers, their people that will claim it. They haven't been yayesh on it yet. They haven't given up hope. Partially because there's siman in there, it's still something that's fresh. They haven't given up hope on it. Chayiv lachachris, you have to announce it. So I have on this other side the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam. He says, "Hachraz is aveda hidaraisa, havya daraisa." Announcing an aveda is a mitzvah daraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah. Kira mashma masisin, like it's mashma this Mishnah that we just read. Right, the Mishnah says, "What do you need to tell me about a simon, to tell you that anything that you has a simon and has told me, you have to announce. Now, between you and me, I don't see it as such a great proof, right?
I'm confused.
Well, simla is a pasuk. Simla is mentioned in the pasuk. Simla was the chlau, was included in all the things mentioned in the pasuk. Right, the pasuk says, Losira, Ashara Chicha, Oaseya, Nidochen, don't see your friend's ox or his lamb, Nidochen, straying, Vesalantanayem, and you hide yourself from them. Hashit Tishivim, Achicha, return him to your brother. If he's not around, Bilo Yadag, you don't know who he is, Vasapdal Tokhisecha, bring it into your house, Vahoyimcha, and then you should keep it at Rosh Achicha until he claims it. And then Rasheva, so then you return it. V'chein ta'aseh, so you should also do lachamar to his donkey. V'chein ta'aseh, listen, lost, you should also do the same thing to his garment. V'chein ta'aseh, l'cholavet is l'chicha, shetav amin, you should do anything that he lost. The Masas, if you find it, l'sucha l'salam, you can't hide yourself. So that's what the Mishnah is asking. Why does it say simlasa? Right, so it says, just like a simla, just like a garment, there's something that has a simen on it, right? Well, especially in those days. Nowadays, it's not like that. You have everything to produce. But in those days, people sewed their own garments. It was made to order, cut to made. Everyone knows that this was Reuven's garment. He has a special simon on it. Not everyone knows, but he knows he has a simon on it. So just like a garment is something that has a simon, and therefore, and it's something that people will claim. That's where you have a mitzvah to return. And so everything that has simonim and has tovim, chayv lachos, you have to announce.
I didn't get that from the pasuk.
Yeah, you know, so maybe you're saying what I'm saying. In other words, all you see from the pasuk l'chora is
bring it into your house.
That you have to, there's a mitzvah shavas aveda. In other words, the simla is telling you that the mitzvah shavas aveda applies to something that has a simon and to which the owner has not given up hope. When the Mishnah adds chayv l'hachriz, you know, that could be a sakanas l'chanan, right? The pasuk telling you that the mitzvah shavas aveda applies only to something that has a simon. That's just something that someone will claim. Right? So, however, the Mabit, he's early off when he's Hashem, the Mabit is saying, so why does the Mishnah say that? Why did the Mishnah just say, Yesh Latovim, Chayg Lahachzir? And in fact, some Girsas have Chayg Lahachzir, and they don't hold it as Raya. You have to return it. Right? We have Lahachri, so he says, why does he Chayg Lahachri? Why does he have to announce it? So he says, it must be the Mishnah holds that this is part of the biblical mitzvah, this is part of the mitzvah Teraisa, to return. As part of the mitzvah returning, the object is to announce it. Anyway, that's his raya. There's some suffering without a raya, just as a obvious fact, he says that osa mitzvah hasei shechiv the Torah lahachriz alvei laparsim v'ravim matzasi. He just talks as that mitzvah daraisa to announce a lost object. You know, he's just saying it there chagav that that's a mitzvah daraisa. So it seems. At least the Mabit and the Chacham Sofer say whether we like that raya from the Mishnah. You know,
when you say that if you have a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda and you don't know who it is, the only way you can accomplish it is with a chriza.
Right.
And therefore, we learn it out that way.
Well, now I could say that it's a takanas chacham. The mitzvah to hold it in your house. Adu Eshachich until someone comes and claims it with a simon. Now, how's he going to know that? He has it in the house, he'll knock on doors. Did you find my thing? I lost it around here on the block. Well, he'll do the research. So he'll put the ads, and he'll put signs up.
This would be if he comes, you have to give him.
Right, that's all the pasuk says. Right, so you could say, and the chachamim though said, if you find something, we're making a takana, then you should announce it. We're going to see soon what that entails. Right, that's what we could have said. They're saying from this Mishnah. At least the Mabit is saying from this mission, some sort of saying going on his own. No, part of the mitzvah of returning Aveda is not just that you take it home and you wait for the person, the owner, to come. It's you have to be proactive and announce it so that he'll know that you have it. But that's what they're saying. Now, what is exactly the mitzvah of Hakraza? So there's another mishnah. The next mishnah then continues. Right? This mishnah just has the words lahachris. So now the Mishnah continues. how long do you have to announce it? Well, you announce, you know, you stand in the street and say, I found an object. How long do you have to do that for? So the Mishnah says, Akadesha Yedu Lo Shechenav, until the neighbors know about it. We'll see soon which neighbors. Give you a mayor. No, Yehuda says, no, he has a more complicated way. Shalosh Regalim. You have to announce it for Shalosh Regalim. Right? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, whichever order you found it in, whichever of those three comes first, you announce it for three Yomim Tovim. V'achar Regal Achron, after the third one, then you announce it another Shivas Yomim, you announce it another 7 days, so the owner can go home, will travel home 3 days. The assumption is it took 3 days to leave. We'll see in the Gemara that this is talking when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. People used to come to Yerushalayim for Yantiv, and it will take them 3 days to go home. And he'll check to see if anything's missing. As soon as he finds it's missing, he'll turn around and come straight back. And he'll announce that he lost it and recover it. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. The machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Meiri explains that Rav Meir holds that if you find something in a neighborhood, the likelihood is that someone from that neighborhood lost it. So it's enough to announce it to those neighbors. That we'll see in the Gemara. That's the shechein of his those neighbors where it was lost. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, maybe someone from far away came in and was visiting someone.
On Yantif, when someone loses their coat and shoe on Yantif, they say, oh my, it could have been
anyone
here, and I may never see it again, or I may have to wait for the next Yantif.
Right, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda is worried, that it could be from anywhere, maybe someone lost it anywhere. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's why you have to announce it in a way that it will be effective for anyone in the country to know that you found it, and that entails announcing it to in the Shalosh Regalim, where maybe they won't come the first regal. By the time the second and third regal come, everyone has come to Yerushalayim at least once, and they will all know that you found this talis, and they'll check home and see if they lost theirs, and they'll realize that it's theirs, and they'll come straight back and get it. Okay, so let's see the Gemara just to see clearer what these different shitas are. So first, the Gemara explains Rav Meir shita. Tana, Shechein Aveda. You announce it until, as the Mishnah said, Rav Meir said, until its neighbors know. What neighbors? Shechein Aveda. My Shechein Aveda. What does it mean, the neighbors of the lost object? Ilam Shechein the Baal Aveda. If you say it means, well, announce it until, you know, this the person who lost it lives on Smith Avenue. So announce it until all the people on Smith know about it. Suspect the Gemara, Yadil, if you know who lost it, lays the Vladu nearly. Go return it to him. What are you busy announcing everyone until he knows it? El Shechini Mokish Nisus Vaveda Varia means announce it until the area where you found it will know about it. Right? If you find it on Smith Avenue, then you announce it to the neighbors on Smith Avenue because of Shazamashinis, according to a mayor, that the person who lost it lives on that street. And lives in that neighborhood. If you announce it in that neighborhood, you tell all the neighbors that you lost it. So that is a sufficient way of informing the people of that object that you found. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do this Shalosh Regalim, right? And if you just do the neighbors, according to Rabbi Meir, it's very quick. You just tell the neighbors and you finish. Rabbi Yehuda though says you have to do Shalosh Regalim. So the Braisa, so the Gemara in Chavches on the days, has a brisa that explains his shita. Tana Rabbanan, Barishona, in the early times when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Komi Shamat Aveda, whenever someone found something, Ha Yamachu Zalal Shalosh Regalim, he would announce it for the Shalosh Regalim. Ba'acha Regal Ha, after and Shivas Yamin, and after the last regal, he would announce it another 7 days. Kadesh Ayela Shalosha, to give the person 3 days to go home, V'yash Shalosha, come back 3 days, V'yach Zimachar, and announce that he lost it. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which the Gemara says, the Brisa says, should be speedily rebuilt. Kiskinu, the Chachamim made a takana, she yihu machrizin bevati knesis bevati medrashas. Right, here's our takana. Right, the Brisa then is you have to be machriz. The Chachamim now formalized how you should do hachraza nowadays. So they made a takana that announcements should take place in shuls and bate medrashas. Misha rabu anosim. But then what happened was anosim came along, confiscators, people that would steal things from people. We'll see why soon. Kiskinu sheyemodi and l'shkenev l'mirav v'day is enough to inform the neighbors of, once again, the mefarshim say, of where it was lost. and the people that you know, and that's sufficient, because you can't announce it because of these anasim. What are these anasim? My mishrav anasim, the Gemara says. What does it mean that there were anasim around? That means Dami Avesa Lamalka. There was a rule in certain societies, the Gemara said, in Persia, they had a rule that whenever you find something, it belongs to the king. That's the rule. Any lost object belongs to the king. So if you were to announce in the shuls and the Bakim Midrashis that you found something, so anyone who was an informant will tell the king that, oh, this person found a diamond ring, and they'll say the king will come and confiscate it, and you don't want that to happen because you have a mitzvah Shavas Aveda to have it returned to the rightful owner. So that's why they made a chakon. If there's such a rule going around that anasim, people come and they steal lost objects in the name of the king, so then you should not publicize it in a way that it will get lost. You should therefore just do it privately to the neighbors and your friends until the owner is found. Why don't we do it in Achusa? Yes, so usually it's better. We said there were times when you do rely on Dina de Malchusa in Hashavas Aveda. But I think because this is something that's unfair. Here we're saying the king is stealing things. It's not for the good of the society. So, you know, that everything, that anytime someone loses something, it belongs to the king. That's just the king wants, instead of going through the houses and stealing from people. But if there was a rule that the king comes into houses and has a right to steal everything from you whenever he wants. So we wouldn't say, well, you're not allowed to hide anything because this is the Dinah Chusa, he wants this. If he's coming with his own whim, it's not something that he wants to do, and it's not fair. So the same thing, so anything that's lost belongs to the king. So that would not be covered by Dinah Chusa.
He says, well, in these times, you announce it in the shuls. In the shuls, during the regalim, so...
Well, that's a good question. Well, see, the first place was really also telling you where. It was saying, announce it in a way, in a place where everyone will know about it, because that's what Rav Yehuda holds. So Rav Yehuda's afraid if you found something, it might not have been from that neighborhood, it might have been from outside the neighborhood. So therefore, you should announce it in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, yeah, but that's what it means. It means in the place where everyone is, in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that's
three times. The next one is
when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so you don't have this convenient gathering place where everyone comes three times a year. So that's why he said that nowadays do it in shuls.
So
how much you do it in shuls, that we'll see. Yeah, how long you have to do it for, you'll see that.
And now that we don't have kings to come and claim lost items, do we go back to being the Mechuyav to go to Beis HaMikdash?
So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Zayin Halacha Sif Gimel. This is the end of what we just read. Hamotzi Aveda. If someone finds an Aveda, and once again I didn't put the Rama here, the Rama says, and you don't know who it belongs to, Machrez Aleha Bebati Kinesias Bebati Medrashos. You announce it in shuls and Bati Medrashos. It was Man Sheyesh Anoshin Shalmim Aveda Nimsa Shal Melechi. And when the people go around and say whatever is lost, I'm going to, we give to the king. Modia Lishchein of Miyudav Vedayu. So then you give it to the you just tell your neighbors, the neighbors of where it was lost, and your friends, and that is enough. Right? That is the way we possibly like Rabbi Yehuda. It's best to try to get the widest range of publicity as possible. But there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, so we do the next best thing, which is shuls and Bati Midrashos. And if that doesn't work, because there'll be anasim, there'll be robbers around, they're going to try to steal it for their own good. So then we are back to just telling the neighbors and your friends to try to spread the word as much as you can. Okay, so that's the halacha l'maaseh. You announce it in shul. Now, when do you announce it in shul? What part of davening? Right, it doesn't mean you go to a shul and it's empty and you announce it. It has to be during davening. So when during davening can you announce it? So the Sma gives two suggestions. The first he says between Mincha and Maariv. Even then they had Mincha and Maariv together. So he says between Mincha and Maariv. Between the two davenings. Then he says, right, because of ideas, you don't want to interrupt the davening. So then he gives another example of what some people didn't do. He says some people had a minhag, there were some places they would in Shachris, after Tachlin, they say Ashrei, and before they get to Lam Natsayah, so then they would announce it there, between Ashrei and Lam Natsayah. That was the minhag for some reason. I guess they didn't wait till the end because people left early in those days also. So they had announced it when people were still there. And it's just interesting to know. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down also, the Maisa. Because what's Ashrei and Lanaseach there for? Why are we saying Ashrei? He says, really what we're doing, the main part of davening at that point is really Avodas Tzion. Avodas Tzion is called the Seder de Kedusha, which there's a lot of, the Gemara says, that the whole world rests on our Kedusha that we say. On this Avodas Tzion that we say Kaddish Kaddish, and that we say the Targum of it, and we say Baruch Kavon, and the Targum of it. There are all kinds of importances about this Tefillah. It's like the Kedusha, it's a Shiloh, whether you can even say it if you're without a minyan, whether you could say this Avodas Tzion, could you need only a minyan to say it. It's an important Tefillah. It's so important that we put Ashrei before it. Because every davening we start with Ashrei. By Slichus we start with Ashrei, and Mincha we start with Ashrei. So that's why Ashrei is put there, because you're going to say such a chashim new tefillah called Avodas Tzion, so put an Ashrei in front of it. So this Mas says, so you can't interrupt between Ashrei and Avodas Tzion, because Ashrei is part of this continuum of Sidra Kedusha.
We have an interruption of Lamaseach.
Well, Lamaseach was put in for another Tatan, that was put in, for whatever reason it was put in. So that's not interrupting with so that's why he says you shouldn't announce it there. So he says therefore it's better to announce it before Ashrei, before you start this whole thing. And then he concludes the Tov Yoseh, the best time is after Gemara Tefillah, after everyone has finished davening. So that would be the best time if it's practical. So the Magen Avraham says the same thing in Hilchos Tefillah. Mishnah Berurah also Simcha Flamed Beis brings the Magen Avraham, who is relying on this Sma, to say that don't announce between Ashrei and Avodas Tzion. Now, we don't announce at any time nowadays. Right? You usually don't go to the shul and hear people announcing. I found, that would mean that, before Ashrei they finish Kachlin, they say Kaddish, and then everyone gets up in the Bima and says, I found the thing, and for how long do you do it? We'll see whether it's going to be three regalim or 3 days, a month, a different shiur, in 2 weeks. That's what would be going on every day, davening. Everyone's davening. I don't know how effective that would be either, because everyone wants to daven and they don't hear all these announcements. So it's brought down already. The Yalkut Mamloes they bring down is the first one that says it. He already said in his days, and they bring him in his days, the minute became put a sign up in the shul, and by putting the sign up, that will be as effective as these announcements, maybe more so, especially like if it's a woman's thing, a woman's coat, so you put it in the Ezra's Nashim, because they could also put it in the regular, because the men will know that their wives lost it, they don't think that you lose a coat. But that became the minute. Instead of announcing it, you put a sign up. Right, and that's, I think, more prevalent. And they say the sign has to be legible, has to be people who read it, it can't be, like tucked behind something else, because you want the person sitting in the eyes to
wash. How could that become the minig when there's a beferish halacha that that's not the way to do it?
Well, you're still called hachraza, just you're not doing it verbally.
Yeah, but we have
that they used to do it like that. But you see already, this man was trying to struggle. When's there a good time to do this? Right, do it between Mincha Mariv, and it could be then they stopped doing Mincha Mariv, so there wasn't any time where people would listen to it. So they said, look, everyone's always running in or running out. It's better to put a sign up, and that became the minhag to put signs up, which I think people do, or put it in a bulletin. So my sister, we had it in a bulletin. So we found something, and someone from another shul heard that it was here, and then they came over and they got it because it was in our bulletin, and someone here found it. Right, so. Now, so that's the first thing about shuls, that the minhag used to be to announce it verbally. Now the minhag has become to put signs up. The next issue with shuls is, though, how many shuls do you put it in? Right, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is the bate kinesios and the bate medrashos. In shuls, plural, and bate medrashos, plural, bate medrashos. Like, how many do you put it in? So the way it used to be was you put it in all the ones in town. Right? How do you make sure you find the owner of this lost object? He lives somewhere in town, the assumption is. And even if he came from out of town, he'll probably come back, or his relative, whatever he was doing here. So you put the sign up in all the shuls, and that way you'll find out who the owner is. The contemporary postmen, though, are worried about nowadays, I have this from this Sefer Mitzvot Hashav, he says in Borough Park, in Memchess, he put the date in case it ever changes, but in 15 years ago in Borough Park, he says, every block has a lot of shuls. So if you find something on 13th Avenue, where do you put it? Every other house is another steeple. So how many do you have to put it in? You have to put it in the whole city. So the poskim, Pesachim Choshen and this Torah Aveda, they say that it's enough to put it in. If it's in a certain neighborhood, this is the neighborhood, put it in the neighborhood. Right? I would say in Baltimore, you can find it in Park Heights. Glen Avenue, Goldberger, Hadass, Sternhills, that's like a neighborhood. And if it's further up, so Sherazayah, Roy Feldman, like, I don't know if it would mean that you have to go up the whole Park Heights, and certainly not put it all the way in Green Street, because if anyone davened over there, they'll probably daven there again, and they'll notice that they lost it there. But if there's a way, you want to really...
Because Montezeman, we have cars, and people are so mobile. Right. So a neighborhood must be bigger.
A neighborhood could be bigger, but the chances are they'll go back there also again. If it's someone from out of town, chances are if they daven at actual night in Green Spring, they davened over there, and they daven at Shomer Shabbos at 13th Avenue, they'll realize they lost something, they'll see if, I don't know where they put a sign over there, but they'll go back and find the sign and claim it there. To put it all the way into Flatbush and 15th Avenue, 16th Avenue, 17th Avenue, and all the shuls of Shtipach over there, it's not going to be an effective way of finding the person anyway. Right, so that's, I think, the accepted halacha, that it's enough to put it in such a shul. Now, there's another minig. This already goes back to the times of the Chasam Sofer. Right, this halacha put in shuls. But how about lost and founds in newspapers? Right, so already by the Chasam Sofer, he writes that in his days, he says, "There's my name, no elu." In our times, what's the best way to get word out? That's through the Magid Chadasha Shekaren Saitum. It's using newspapers, the daily news. That's the best way to get out the information that you found a lost object. And Afad Selas Hasharon also, more recent after, he says that the prophet before the mitzvah, it's proper to put it into newspapers. Put the information into newspapers. Now, which newspapers? Okay, so Aleph, the first rule is that this applies to newspapers that put in lost and found as for free. Right, that's the first thing, because we learned before, one of the rules in Hashavas Aveda, one of the ways of getting out of Hashavas Aveda is if you're going to lose money from it, you're in the middle of a job, and it's chances are that it'll cost more than anything it's worth, and he's not around to make a deal with them, no one's around, so there's no Bezdin around to make a deal with, so you don't have to take a loss of money to do the Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. It's a custom. Aveda also comes before Aveda's Ashiv. So it can't cost money. It has to be a free newspaper. However, I think we might talk about more of this next week. If it doesn't cost too much to advertise in there, and you can assume that the owner will pay you for that cost, like if you find a pen and you spend $15 to say that you found a pen, then he's not going to give you $15, so just ignore the ad. As soon as he answers the ad, he's not going to be dumb and answer the ad that costs $15. So if it's going to not cost too much, so then the post can bring down. Mishpat Yetorah has some rules over here. He says, first of all, try to find a free newspaper. I mean, of course, it has to be effective. I mean, you're right, always most time news is free, but who looks in it? It's going to, you just collect them and throw them away every so often. So it's not worth too much. It has to be something that, a free newspaper that people look at, the people in this neighborhood look at. So that's number one. If you can't find, a good place to, where do you put this newspaper? Especially this could be when there's no shuls to put in. He brings down if you find something by the coastal, where there's no place to put signs by the coastal that you found something there. So which shuls do you put in? There's no shuls, so that's the way to put it in the newspaper. Find a free newspaper. If you don't find a free newspaper, so then it's okay to pay for one with the following three conditions the Mishpat Be'er Torah says. The first condition is that it shouldn't be too expensive in relation to the value of the object. Right? It has to be sensible. But you found a coat, so you know, spending $10, the person will spend $10 to get his coat back. That makes sense. Number two, he says it has to be a Haredi paper, a paper that you're allowed to look at. Right? If you put it at a paper that people aren't allowed to look at, right, you put it in Esquire or something. Right? So that you can't do because you're assuming that this Ashavash Aveda applies to Jews, and Jews would only look at things that they're supposed to look at. So it has to be a newspaper that's going to be effective. I mean, in Baltimore, I would say the Where, What, When, or the advertisers. Those reach the from neighborhoods, the from people, and putting an ad there would probably be effective to reach as well as shuls and Bati Midrash. I mean, once again, it's probably better to start with the shul. It's cheaper, and especially the shul where you found it, wherever close to where you found it. Try that first, and if that doesn't work, so then you can try the newspaper strategy. Now, there's time value here also before we get to the third rule. There's time value here. Like if you find something at a chasana, so okay, you found a wash at the chasana, so you take it home. Then now you say, so where should I put the ads in? Which rule? So that's not smart. If you find it at the chasana, announce it at the chasana. Right? Announce it right there. You tell the band that you found an object that. Then you found a watch. And by the way, what do you announce? You announce what you found. You announce you found a watch. You don't say, I found an object. You found a watch, you found a safer. Right? They have to give you the simon. We'll talk in the future what type of simon they have to give you. But you announce what you really found. Otherwise, you're not helping them in the end. And that's what the Gemara brings a raya. And they bring a raya from the Gemara that they go back 3 days and check when they come back right away. If you say, I found something. So everyone's going to run home and like Badika Sunnis to see what they lost. Right? That does not going to work. You're saying, you lost your coat. I found a coat. I found a watch. The people are going to see, did I lose my watch? Did I lose my coat? It has to be effective. So at the chasana, you announce it right away before they go away. Now, I just also just digress a second. Maybe we'll talk about it in the future. Can you give it to the band and say, the band will hold it? Well, I'm not sure.
Who says the band is from around there?
I'm saying just for now. Whoever lost the watch, it comes to the bandstand, we have your watch.
Isn't it shlichus?
Well, see, that's the thing. We spoke about it, not directly, and maybe we'll speak about it more in the future. When you pick up an aveda, you become a shomer. You're a shomer, it's sachar, a shomer chinam, it's a machlokas. We seem to be makel, like the Ramah, that you're a shomer chinam. Well, you're a shomer. And that's why we said that if you picked up something and now you want to put it back down, you can't put it back down where you found it, because even though it's nowhere worse off than it was when you took it, but when you picked it up, you became a shomer, and now you're responsible for it. So, if it has no simon, you became a shomer anyway. You can't just put it back down. We said it's better to leave it there. If it has no simon, then pick it up for years, and then you're stuck with it. So you're a shomer. Now, we learned last year, if you're a shomer chinam, so you're not allowed to give the thing you are watching to someone else. Right? Shomer shemaser l'shomer is called a pshia. That's called negligence. Unless you know that the owner of the object trusts this person also. He always gives his things to that person to watch also. And here you don't know who the owner is. So I'm not sure if you're allowed to give it to the band, because you right now have responsibility. So what right do you have to give it to the band? So you have to tell the band that you found it, and they should contact you, and the band will then say, we found the thing. I did see that they talk about it as someone in Mako, that if it's someone that's trustworthy, you pay them for it, it might help. I don't know. They will talk about it in the future.
If it costs you money, such as putting an advertisement, when you return it to the Baal, do you have a claim on the Baal for that?
Yes,
money?
We're saying if it's a reasonable thing, so then we'll talk more about it, I think, next week. Then you have a right to say, look, this is what it cost me to return your object. So I deserve to get paid for that. Right? We'll see next week, I think, when you can get paid, what exactly you can get paid. Now, the third condition, once again, the first condition of the newspaper, it has to be, first, it's best to find a free one, as long as it's going to be effective. Number two is, if you can't find a free one, so then you can pay with it under the following three conditions. The Mishpatei Torah says: number one is it should be not too expensive in relation to the value of the object. Number two, it should be a frum newspaper. It should be a newspaper that the frum people look at, not the New York Times. That won't be effective if someone doesn't look at the New York Times. So what? You found a thing and he doesn't read it. I guess the assumption is everyone reads some of the frum newspapers, or doesn't have a chance. Number three, he says it has to be something that would be worth the owners, if they saw it in the newspaper, to go pursue it by seeing it in the newspaper. It has to be something of enough value that he would go bother returning it. Like we said in the past, that if you find something on the ground that no one's ever going to want to bother picking up because they're embarrassed themselves to pick it up, or it's not worth their time, so then there's a mitzvah shavas aveda. So he's saying don't spend money on the newspaper, or something that a person will be embarrassed anyway to, or won't bother troubling himself to pick up something that's so cheap. Even if you get a good deal on the newspaper, it's not worth it. So that's the mitzvah of HaPraza. It seems there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we constantly show Yehuda, the way to do it would be announce it in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, where everyone was, three regalim. Nowadays, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we do it in shuls, and both in midrashas, and we said the minhag isn't so much to announce it verbally, but to put signs up. If that's not effective, there's this eitzah that came up in the 1800s, Tom Sofer's times, to put it in newspapers, which is still valuable nowadays. We said how long you do it for, it's not so simple. There has to be an amount of time where we can assume that the people who lost it had a chance to know that they lost it. You put it up for one day and then it falls down. That doesn't help. It has to be up for a reasonable amount of time. I have from different of these contemporaries, one says 2 weeks, one says 30 days, a different shiurim. The last thing I'd just like to mention is that it could be nowadays, in the 2000s, there might be another way of announcing it, and that's like with this mice, with an internet. Right? It could be that, especially with people traveling all over, I don't know if it wasn't effective that this might have happened unless they weren't Jewish, but with the ring and the abuse would. Oh. Right, so we find it in Breezewood. So where do you first of all, we said that it's really it's Malcolm whereas Shkifi Akum, you can keep it on the grid in because we're in the Aish right away. But suppose you find something in a place where it's a Jewish place, and you find in the 13th Avenue Shomer Shabbos Minyan, and people are coming from all over all the time to daven there. So you put the sign up there. But they might not, something is really valuable, and they might not come back over there. Okay, I don't know if they have lost the internet. Yeah, okay, but and people don't like using the internet as well. So we're talking using email, right? Using email is email. You get an email and then you send it to your list, and then everyone says it's to their list. They said this ring that got lost went to 20,000. It got to 20,000 people at the last count that found out about this ring in Breezewood. So it could be that would be awesome. Once again, the ideal here is to try to find the owner. However you end up doing it, there's a mitzvah, this mitzvah d'oraisa of HaPraz to announce it. You certainly have accomplished the mitzvah if you put it in the shul near the place where you found it. If you want to go the extra mile, so then we have the ideal newspapers. If, the others don't work, and then maybe through the email would be another more contemporary eitzah of finding it. Next week, I'd like to talk about this case. Just coming attraction is next week's going to be the last year before Pesach, so I don't want to get into simanim yet. So next week we're going to talk about a case. I think we're going to talk about this case. Suppose you own the newspaper. You own the newspaper, and someone calls up to put an ad, and you charge for classifieds. Someone calls up the day, put in an ad that I lost a diamond ring, and the next day someone calls up with, and I'd like to put an ad that I found a diamond ring. So, are you mechuyev as the owner of the newspaper to? Well, are you allowed to say, okay, I get $25 from you, $25 from you, and then to put the ads together, so they'll find it right away and make the money? Or is there any obligation on your part to say, you know what, someone yesterday called me, they lost it, why don't you just call that number? So that's going to be next week's case.